Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ekaterina Walter's book Think Like Zuck. Sophie, I'll be honest, when I saw the title, I was a little skeptical, like, is this just a fan letter to Mark Zuckerberg?
Right? I had the same reaction, but it's actually not a biography at all. Walter breaks down Zuckerberg's mindset into 5 practical pillars: passion, purpose, people, product, and partnerships. And she argues you don't need to be a tech genius to use them.
Okay, so the first one is passion. And she really drives home that for Zuckerberg, it wasn't about money or fame. It was about connecting people. He was coding in his dorm room at Harvard because he was genuinely curious about human connection.
Exactly. And she makes the point that passion has to be sustained. It's not just a burst of excitement. It's the fuel that keeps you going when things get hard. She asks readers to find what they're truly passionate about, not just what pays well.
Yeah, I love that. She says passion without purpose is like a ship without a rudder. So the second pillar is purpose. For Facebook, it was make the world more open and connected. That wasn't just a slogan, it guided every major decision.
Right. Purpose transforms a business into a mission. When people believe they're part of something larger, they're more engaged and loyal. Walter challenges you to define your own purpose. What positive change do you want to create?
And then pillar 3 is people. She talks about how Zuckerberg built a culture of extreme talent density. Every single person had to be exceptional. It sounds elitist, but she argues it's about finding people who are mission-aligned and hungry to learn.
Yeah, she emphasizes hiring for attitude and potential over just experience. And once you have those people, you give them ownership and autonomy. Facebook's flat structure meant people could make decisions fast. That's really empowering.
The fourth pillar is product, but not in a featureless way. She says the product should be the embodiment of your purpose. Every feature, the news feed, the like button, was designed to facilitate connection, and they obsessed over user experience and iteration.
And she brings up move fast and break things, which a lot of people criticize. But Walter frames it as a philosophy of learning over perfection. The biggest risk is not moving at all. You have to be willing to experiment and fail.
Then the last pillar is partnerships. No company succeeds in a vacuum. Facebook partnered with universities, developers, even competitors like Zynga. The key is finding partners who share your values and vision, not just transactional relationships.
And for individuals, that translates into building a network of mentors and collaborators. No one achieves greatness alone. The ability to cultivate strategic relationships is critical.
One thing I really appreciated, she doesn't pretend Zuckerberg is perfect. She talks about the controversies, the missteps, but she says his mindset, flawed as it is, has been extraordinarily effective. It's not about cloning him. It's about adopting the principles.
Right. The book is a call to action. Define your passion, clarify your purpose, surround yourself with great people, build something that serves your mission, and forge partnerships. Whether you're a founder or just trying to make more impact in your own life, it's really practical.
For me, the biggest takeaway is the idea that purpose has to come before profit. So many companies chase revenue and lose their way. But if you start with a clear mission, the success often follows.
Absolutely. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Love that. Sophie, final thought?
Think Like Zuck reminds us that the most successful people aren't chasing the next big thing. They're driven by a deep sense of purpose and a desire to make a difference. That mindset is available to anyone. We'll see you in the next one.